Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Matthew 22:1-4. God does not give up on humanity. God continues to urge and invite because of his desire for our salvation. God is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. God sees the value of the soul, where man does not often see the value. Man will allow many physical things to interfere with the marriage feast. God continues to plead that we come to the banquet which he has prepared for us. This invitation is to sit in the kingdom of heaven and partake of the blessings which the kingdom affords. After the invitation was refused, the king sent other servants informing the invited that the feast was in full preparation. God has made every provision for the salvation of man. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Christ has died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. God set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:20-23. The disciples have been sent with the message that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, Luke 24:47. Every person in every land is invited to the marriage feast. The king has provided all things and desires that this wedding be filled with guests. This invitation will decide the destiny of the human soul. They who come and sit at the table will be saved. The ones who choose not to come will be lost. The marriage feast is to be a celebration of the salvation of our soul. To attend or not to attend is the greatest decision of life. Attendance will bring eternal peace and joy, while failing to attend will bring eternal anguish and torment. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Matthew 25:46. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.